troubles and everything that's going on in the world, when we literally feel that peace, that's when we can enter into worship and let him know how much we love him. I tell you, God is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And so appreciate him. And then it's, for me, y'all, it don't take much for me to go there. Amen. For some people, it take a whole lot to go there. But for me, it doesn't take a whole lot to go there because it's an everyday thing. Amen. And to be able to just float into that spirit realm where he is, you have to be in commune with him all week long. And once you're in commune with him all week long, I tell you, there's nothing like it. Amen. I mean, you don't even worry about what's going on the outside. You know, all you want to worry about is what's going on the inside. And it's your relationship between you and him and your communion with God in your inner being. And that's what all that matters. Because one day we're going to shed all this other stuff. You know, we're going to get rid of all that. But then we're going to be total spirit. I can't even wait. I can't even imagine in my mind what it would like to be total spirit. I mean, it's got to be amazing. It has to be. But I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. Amen. Ready? All right. All right. All right. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap for praise for his word. Amen.
Good morning, church. God has a... God has a specific word for the nations today. It's a prophetic word. It's called the resurgence of AI. And, you know, as we draw nearer to our place of destiny, as far as God is concerned in this earth, this universe is that he has created, God is revealing to us, to some of us, the nature of the beast. And we're going to be dealing with some profound stuff today. It's a very deep and it's a very enlightening message to the nations. Every once in a while, God will bring a word that's specifically for the nations, not just for America, but for mankind as a whole. And this is one of those times. We don't speak prophecy from this pulpit unless it's 100%. And for those of you who have been around us a while, you know what our batting average is. It's 100% when God brings a word of prophetic revelations. The resurgence of AI, the first place, let's go to the book. First place I want us to start, and the best place to start on this, will be Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, verses 9. I want us to go to the book of Ecclesiastes, first chapter, verse 9. This is what it says. It says that the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. The resurgence of AI. And that which is done is that which shall be done. Resurgence of AI is the title. And there is no, what kind of thing? New thing under the sun. All right? You understand that there's nothing new under the sun, and what is now is already been, and vice versa. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, this thing, AI, started a long time ago when the Watchers, 200 of them, known as the Anunnaki, they came down, 200 of them, the Watchers, Anunnaki, and they settled on Mount Hermon. And they had 20 main Watchers, and each one had a squadron of 10 subordinate angels. Amen? And the book of Enoch tells about how they came down and how they taught men and women warfare, how to pretty up their faces, witchcraft, root work, tarot reading, astrology. And the one of the main things they taught them was technology, the resurgence of AI. They taught them the secrets to all of this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Nothing new under the sun, the Bible said. Yeah. Now, with these amount of angels, they had myriads and myriads and myriads of angels who were like offsprings to them. So you talk about something like 2 million spirits running around teaching astrology and technology and all this kind of stuff. Now you got to understand that the power that God has is a true natural power of spirituality with Him. Do you understand that? But the power that the devil has and his, they are mimics. And they mimic God through technology. Because Satan is the prince of the air, according to the word of God. Are we going somewhere? To go with me to Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to show you a mystery that God, Holy Spirit, has shown to me. I got to share it. Are we there? Yeah. Revelation 13 chapter, verses 1 through 3. It says, "And I stood," watch what he did, "on the sand of the sea." See it there? Watch this word. When John says that he stood on the sand of the sea, that means that he stood in a fixed place of safety. Notice he wasn't in the sea. He was on the sands of the sea, and he was on the outside looking in, or looking out in this case, because this is prophecy, looking out. So he stood there in a fixed place of safety. And he saw something. See here represents the nations. He saw something rise up out of the nations. Huh. And it rose up out of there. It was looking crazy. He said, "I saw a beast rise up out of the nation." Somebody say, "Sea is the nation."
Sea is the nation.
So out of the spirit of the nations around the world came this beast out of the spirit of society. Amen? Mm-hmm. Follow me now. And look here. And this sucker had 7 heads. That means that he had perfect order. 7 means perfection. Not only did he have seven heads, but he had 10 horns because his powers was unified. Are you with me? Come on. And then he had upon his horns, which is his powers, 10 crowns because his power took over the world. Amen? He was in rulership. And upon his heads, the name blasphemy. He hated everything that stood for God. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And the beast, verse 2 says, one that I saw, said, the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard because he was extremely fierce. So he looked like a leopard. But he had the feet of a bear because he didn't like nothing to do with God. His mouth spoke as the mouth of a lion. Yeah, he had a loud mouth. But that lion there represents truth, but he's a false sapphire of truth. But he make people believe that he's speaking the truth. Amen? All right, you with me. And the dragon gave him the power. Well, we know that one is. And he gave him his seat and great authority. But watch this. This is where this thing gets interesting. The resurgence of AI. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. Somebody's going to kill him. But watch this. His deadly wound was healed. Oh. And all the world wondered after the beast. Well, he was dead, but he was resurrected. Well, how are they going to do all this? How are they going to do it? You see, let's prove to you, first of all, that this devil, this beast, when he get killed, the grave ain't even going to want him. Let's go to Isaiah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to show it to you. Because God ain't finished yet. Isaiah the 14th, go to verses 19 and 20 of Isaiah the 14th chapter. A word to the nation. The resurgence of AI. You can listen or you can turn that dial. You can do whatever. But this prophecy is going forth. And it's going to do what God has spoken for it to do. Now it is now. Isaiah the 14th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Are you there? In this chapter, it's switching from Satan to the Antichrist. From Satan to the Antichrist, okay? In verses 19 and 20, he's dealing with the Antichrist. Watch what he said. But that, watch what he said. Now, wasn't a deadly wound, wasn't it healed?
Amen.
I say, church, wasn't a deadly wound healed?
Amen.
Don't sleep on this one. Don't sleep on this one. Word of God says here in Isaiah, but thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch. Cast out means that he done been resurrected. Something done pulled him up out of there, right? The power of God pulled Jesus up out of there. But something got to pull that beast up out of there that's been slain, right? Because the deadly wound was healed according to Revelation. According to Isaiah, say he's going to be cast out of his grave like a abominable branch. And as the raiment of those that are slain thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden under. But watch verse 20. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial. But he was killed. But his deadly wound was healed, right? God raised, the Father God raised Jesus Christ out of that grave by his power and authority, the Almighty Living God. But this satanic one over here is going to have to use the airways, technology to do it. Oh, I wish I could just walk a little bit, but ain't nobody deal with that camera. But boy, I feel like walking. Because my thing get to going when I get to walking. The thing then, you got to walk. Revelation be shooting at you. And you trying to get it all out. See, it here, they ain't going to be joined. Because thou hast destroyed thy land, and you done slain the people. I ain't through with you yet. So here we go. This joker is killed, right? Now, they priming everybody up that's crazy enough to believe everything them folk tell them to take. They priming y'all up. Talk to the nations. They priming you up so that they can put this liquidated chip in you. Called AI, artificial intelligence. And what it's going to do is, it's going to change the God particle in you. What they're trying to do is take us out of being made in the image and the likeness of God and be made in the image and the likeness of man. You see what's going on here. Now, let's go on a little bit further in. Because I got some smart people up in here. Now, let's go to Matthew 24:15. Matthew 24:15. We're going to get on down to here. I'm going to be a minute, but I got to get this to you. Let me get this to you. That God gave it to me. 24. Verse 15, Matthew 24:15 says, watch this. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whosoever reader, let him understand. Here's understanding. He's going to be resurrected, right? When he's resurrected, he ain't going to be the same that he was when he went down. Because, see, they got that chip in him, that AI chip. And they're going to, Satan's going to have his boys resurrect him through AI. You see the difference between AI technology and, I'm going somewhere. I told you. Now, they got that AI thing, and that shit, cause it's in him. It's in his DNA. So all they got to do is crank him back up, right? Out of the grave. Programmed to do what they wanted to do, Satan boy, right? So when he is resurrected, he ain't gonna know nothing about what he was. He's gonna already be programmed through AI on what it is he has to do now. You understand this? So this ain't no joke coming across this pulpit this morning. It's never a joke. He said, now when you see, in other words, when you see him remove the God particle out of man and put that thing in him, and man start running around here hollering about, because they already got him running around there talking about they God, but you ain't the real God. You just offspring of him, but now you ain't the big boy. And never will be the big boy. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care how big you get, you still my children. Ask Satan about the Father. Well, let's go on a little bit further. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 and verse 4. Are y'all with me so far? You clear? I want to be clear. Second Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Are we there? Watch this. Let no man deceive you by any means. Verse 3. Y'all see it? For that day shall not come. They were talking about the rapture. Except there come a falling away first from the church and the belief in God, right? Remember? They're taking the God particle out of people. And that man of sin be revealed, that Antichrist, the son of perdition, he'll be revealed when he's resurrected and he goes into the temple and calls himself God. When you see that, and you see folk running around there doing that and talking that crazy stuff, you better run like hell. Excuse me. Because time is now. He says here, what he does is he opposes and exalts himself, but all things that call God or that is worshiped, so that he as God, sitting in the temple of God, that's this temple here, man, showing himself as he's God through AI. I ain't finished with you yet. Go over here to Revelation 13:4 again. So the last verse we read was where his old head had healed, the deadly wound. And we done already explained through AI how they gonna pump him back up out of there. And he's gonna be programmed, because in that chip is the program of his duties. You understand what I'm saying about technology, and that Satan is the prince of the air, meaning that he is the prince of technology. Because technology is all about the airways. Look at Revelation 13, verse 4. Are you with me? Verse 4 says, and they worshiped the dragon. Because the dragon is the one that gave power to the beast who had been resurrected by AI. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who likened to the beast? And who's able to make war with him? Crazy. Let's go on down here to verse 11. Because they ain't finished yet. But I'm almost. Are you there with me on verse 11? Because I need you to walk with me, pray with me, trust with me, believe with me, love with me. You understand what I'm saying? I need all these things and more. Thank you for your brothers being here today. I'm glad your sisters are here, but I needed my brothers today. Revelation 13, verse 11. Are we there? He said, I beheld another beast. Another one. First one came out the spirit of the nations, the Antichrist, right? But watch this one. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, meaning that this other beast came up out of the system that the spirit of society has created. You see the difference? All right. I know I had some smart people. My people smart. And he exercised, verse 12, all the power of the first beast before him. And he caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, the Antichrist, whose deadly wound was what? The resurgence of AI. Gave him resurrection power. But it was a false power. God called him a beast. That's what he calls man that refuses to acknowledge God. He's a beast. He has no restraints. He'll do anything. An animal will do anything. Huh? You know, an animal will kill you and not eat you. just leave you there. He kill you just because he wanted you. That's the beast. He's a fierce competitor. Ain't to be played with. Ain't to be messed with. To be hid from in the arms of Jesus. So there'll be your only hope. Verse 13 says, and he goeth, and he do, watch what he do through AI. Now this is the beast that comes out of the system, the earth, okay? Now he doing what the Antichrist tell him to do, right? Now, AI is doing wonders already. Elon Musk already got that chip putting it in people's heads. Elon. Oh yeah, he think he privileged. But I said, well, all of them, notice that all of these people that's into this technology, Steve Jobs and all them folk, man, every one of them jokers, every one of them, when they get to a certain level, they think they're God. That's because they got that ancient knowledge in them that was taught from them demonic watchers that came down. The resurgence of AI. And they've been priming society up with chips in the cards. Now they're putting chips. And I told Sister Annie, I bet it wasn't 3 years ago. I said, within 12 years, that you ain't even going to have to touch your phone. You just thinking. You ain't going to have to touch nothing much. You can just thinking and it'll come on. And already they're hooking some of y'all up to the phone, because they got it now where they can put something in you or put a patch on you and the phone can tell you all about yourself. Well, I wonder who else is being told what you being told. See, you got to think. And I don't mean no harm. I don't mean no harm about these phones, but I'm going to tell you something. The more you pay for the phone, the more dangerous the phone is for you. Because they spy. Let me show you how they're going to get you. Let me show you how they're going to get you. Through AI, verse 13 say, and he do a great wonders, miracles. Right? So that he may, watch what he do. Now this is the beast, that's the false prophet. So that he make fire come down out of heaven on the earth in the sight of men. How he gonna do that? AI, he connected with satellites. And they can program it. Well, he can make it look like, not make it look like, do it. Cause he connected with the satellite. And they'll shoot down lightning, fire, from above. Make you think it's a miracle. Is anybody getting this?
Yes.
This ain't no joke up here. God is revealing to us why they in church, playing church and jumping around over there. And God is shooting it out there. And ain't but few gonna hear. Cause you gotta have an ear to hear. He said, he got an ear, let him hear. He said nothing about the mother. Except don't cast your pearl among the swine. And don't give what's holy to the dog. This is holy. What we coming with. This is holy. This is keeping God's people awake. This is what this is. This is what this has always been about. So he does all these wonders. And watch what he do in 14. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those what? Miracles. Which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image. Oh boy, to the beast, which had the wound by sword, but he did live. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast. I'm going to tell you what the image is. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Watch this. The image of the beast are those who are replicated in him. Okay? Those who take the mark in the forehead, which is your mind, you know, shoot it in there. They can shoot a liquid in you and it turn into a chip. And you're done because your DNA structure has changed now. And you can't go back now once you cross over and get tricked off in there. In that AI thing, letting them put that stuff up in you. You can't go back. It's too late. Because your DNA structure, now you made in the image and the likeness of man. They would take the God particle out and put in the AI chip. Now, instead of just being the Antichrist and the beast, now they got to have some more images of themselves. So they need some more people to take the chip. So the image of the beast are the people who the beast replicates. Amen? Are you with me? Because the image of the beast is something that looked like the beast. And I like, right? I'm just trying to see if everybody said, ain't it right, brother? That's right. That's right. You wait a little while. You'll see the prophets. If you don't already see it, it's clear as day. Notice that. 16 said, and he causes all, everybody, great, small, rich, poor, free, bond, didn't make no difference, to receive the mark in their right hand, which is the hand that you receive from, and give power. Amen? Amen. Or in the forehead, which is your mind. So whatsoever in your mind, your hand gonna do, especially when you control by a mechanism called AI. Amen? So now you don't have the consciousness that God gave you. You got the consciousness that the beast gives you. So now there's an image of the beast. And if you don't take the mark, chip where you can become an image of the beast, then we're going to kill you. That's just what they're saying. And that's what they'll do, and that's what they are doing. 17 said, and that no man might buy or sell, that he that had, except he that had a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And here's wisdom. Notice what 18 says. This is my last verse. Notice what it says. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. Number is. For is the number of a man. He's telling you. Beast is a man. And the number is 666, which is 666. And all that means, 666, is that through AI, being that man, because six is the number of man, being that man has become like the beast. His full job now is to pay full attention to the matters of the physical world and forget about the spiritual world. That's what 666 means. Simply removal of your God particle so you won't be made in the image and the likeness of God anymore, but now you got that thing in you. And now you're made in the image and the likeness of the beast. Amen? Amen? Let's give God some praise up in the house. His oracles have stopped.